question is asked in halakha regarding the obligation of sleeping in the sukkah on the 7 days of Sukkot. Maran in Siman Tafresh Lamed Tet clearly writes that the obligation of sleeping in the sukkah is even more stringent than the obligation of eating in a sukkah. While eating, only certain shi'urim are obligated, certain measurements of food are obligated in the sukkah, but when it comes to sleeping, even what's called shenat arai, which is a temporary sleep, dozing off, is also asur outside the sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah explains that because while for food, there's considered, let's say, a shi'ur, a certain amount of food to one has to eat to, let's say, satiate himself. But for sleeping, even a small sleep can satiate a person and satisfy his need for rest. Sometimes a person takes a cat nap for 5 minutes and he's refreshed. So therefore, even a shinat arai, even a temporary sleep, can have a status of shinat keva. So based on this, the question is asked in halakha. If a person, let's say, is taking the train from Brooklyn to the city, or he's traveling in a car as a passenger, and he wants to doze off in the car on the during the trip, or he wants to catch up on some sleep on the train, or for that matter, he's taking a flight and he wants to sleep on the plane. So it really depends. There is a Gemara that says travelers are exempt from sukkah. If a person is a traveler, he's exempt. So therefore, if he's going outside the city to a different place, so then we'd have a heter. But if a person, let's say, just traveling on the train, he's really just going back and forth to the city, he's coming home that night, so that doesn't have a din of holchei derachim. He's traveling for the day, but he's coming back. So therefore, he would have to be careful not to fall asleep on the train. But there's a very interesting observation that's made by Rabbi Elazar Moshe Levi Hurwitz in his, it was the Abbe Din of the city of Pinsk. He makes this observation on the Gemara Sukkah Daf Chavav, and he writes that Hakamim did not make a gezerah, a decree that one is not allowed to sit outside the sukkah, gezerah that he might fall asleep. The rabbis did not decree that you can't sit outside the sukkah and suspect that you might come to fall asleep. That's already too far. The only problem that Hakamim had was that they didn't want you to go to sleep on purpose. That's a problem. So therefore, if a person, let's say, is on a train, of course, if he has intent to go to sleep, even for a few minutes, that's a problem. But if he just dozes off unwittingly, he was reading a book and he fell asleep, or whatever happened, he just dozed off for a little while, he says he's not transgressing the isur of sleeping outside the sukkah. Sleeping outside the sukkah is only asur, according to the rabbi, when he does it with kavanah, where he has intent to, let's say, put his head down for 5 minutes and sleep, then it's a problem. But outside that, where it just sleep came over him, beyond his control, then he does not make the isud. So therefore, halakha l'maaseh, once you try to sleep as often as he can in the sukkah, especially this year, the holiday is a little earlier than normal, maybe, where we have some good weather in the New York area at least. So once you try to make every effort, especially during the days, you have a 70 degree day, there's no excuse. Take your bed out or your cot and sleep in the sukkah, fulfill the mitzvah as it was meant to be.